Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks. Ike is off playing golf somewhere.
Yep.
We keep hearing about what an excellent job he did as auctioneer last night.
Yeah.
How much money he raised as auctioneer.
Yeah. It seems like everyone's seen Ike today.
Except
besides us.
Yep. His co-host.
Yeah. I've seen every former Eagle, actually. Yeah. Like, they're just walking around. He said he'd stop by the turn. That didn't happen. So, again, it's...
Well, it's a day off. It's a day off.
Yeah. I think he's actually making up some charity golf tournaments to go to.
So he doesn't have to hang out with us.
So he doesn't have to work.
Everybody was right. The Twitter question.
Right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Do you have real concerns about the Phillies after this weekend, or was it just a bad series? 52.9% say it was just a bad series. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. Tasty Cake, how are you feeling, brother?
Spike, I got two things to get out of the way.
Okay.
Listen, a couple times you let me call in and chirp when I was right about something. So,
well, I think you also present that yourself, Dom. I feel like you're very excited to tell people when you're right.
Boy, Jack, I disagree with that, but okay. I'll take that, but here's what I'm saying. Then, as a Foxhole guy, I had a call today and tell you, Spike, you were dead right about the Pacers, and I couldn't have been more wrong.
Oh, so, Tom Thibodeau. Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
I will tell you that this, Jack.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Jack, that if I do, you call it a victory lap. I promise you, Jack, when I'm wrong about something, that's the most important call I'll make to this show as a Foxhole guy to say I'm wrong. That's way more important than calling when you're right.
I totally agree. That's what makes you Dom. You're an accountable guy.
Now, number two, Spike, you asked me. So I just, while I was on hold, so I had surgery Wednesday. They operated on both of my legs. My left leg was not as bad as the right leg. There was some concern of the infection getting into the bone, and that would be a severe problem. The biopsy came back negatively. I do have MRSA in my bloodstream.
Oh, no.
So I'll have to take antibiotics for the next 8 weeks. But tomorrow I'm off to the rehab with both of my legs. So I'm the happiest guy in the world today, Spike.
Good. So Spike's mic's currently dead right now, Tasty Cake Dom. So he's trying to get it back. But I'm glad it's...
Well, I'll talk to you, Jack, and I got to tell you something else.
Okay. Gotcha.
There we go.
Right,
so, by the way, Tasty Cake, glad that everything is going good. MRSA going through your bloodstream, not great, but I assume you're being attended to by professionals who know what they're doing.
Spike, because of the I want to thank the show because I'm going to be heading to the rehab, and I'm going to rehab my rear end off to get out of this wheelchair. And so next summer, Spike, me, you, Jack, and Ike versus Hugh, Gillio, Kyle and Chris from Middletown, anytime, any court, any place, anywhere. Spike, I promise you, I got five more jumpers left in these.
Oh, that's all you need, brother. Five more. Just five more.
I got five more jumpers left in these legs. So let's do it.
I would love that.
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
I would love to see it.
No, we will. Anything to hit Chris in Middletown down.
I'm picking whatever team Tasty Cake Dom's on.
Now, Spike, I need a favor. I need to ask for you to help me mentor our guy who I love to death. Because on Friday, Spike, Jack and Ike did the show, and their question was, who is the most reprehensible, hateful athlete in the history of Philadelphia?
Oh, my God.
And as you know, Spike, there is the definitive answer, which I had. There is one answer that shines above all others. and I was having a procedure done, so I couldn't call. But I did text Jack the answer, which is D.C., and his response, Spike, was who?
Wait, you said Derek Coleman?
Yeah.
I said Derek. Wait a minute. He didn't know Derek Coleman.
Oh, well, I didn't know he walked around with D.C. I thought you were talking about Dominic Rogers Cromartie or something.
Spike, ain't that a little bit of a violation there?
Well, Jack didn't experience Derek Coleman as a Sixer, I don't think.
Well, like, I'm right with his.
Why was he so? I didn't know that he was so hated.
Well, because it was a bad era. You know what I mean? Like I guess I don't have. Maybe it's because I'm a Syracuse guy. I don't have the same Derek Coleman. Like, I wouldn't put Derek Coleman on the same level as like Papelbon or
Babin. Jake Arrieta.
Yeah. Oh my God, Arrieta.
Can I tell you my reason why I hate him more than everybody else?
Absolutely.
Because, Spike, as you know, he should have been Karl Malone. He should have been Tim Duncan. There is nothing on the basketball court that Derek Coleman couldn't. He could shoot like Dirk. He could rebound like Robin. And he could pass like Magic. There's nothing on the court that Derek Coleman didn't have except heart and ambitiousness to be in shape.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was lazy. I mean, he's exactly as you're describing him. He was incredibly talented and just didn't have the motivation to be great at the next level, which is why, you know, guys like that can shine in college and then the league exposes them. But he was so great, by the way, talent-wise, that he was able to, like, his stats are fine. Like, you look at his stats as an NBA player and he played pretty well, but I think it's pretty deceptive. Watching him and looking at the stats were two different things.
Yep, and also got a little grudge because Larry Brown went and got him twice. Spike,
wow.
He didn't have enough of him the first time. He went and got him a second time.
Larry Brown, one of the more overrated coaches in Philadelphia history.
We agree again.
Yeah,
we're on a ship of being on the same boat.
Yeah, I mean, always, wherever Larry Brown is, he's always looking for whatever his next stop is going to be. So Larry Brown's got a big case of coach FOMO. Yeah.
Do I got 20 more seconds to ask you something, Spike? Because I got into an argument with a young fella last night who is a diehard Sixers fan.
Okay.
He goes Jokic over Shaq.
So here's the thing. I don't think if you didn't watch Shaq, I think it's very, very difficult for people to understand how dominant he was. Like, he was like nothing. What people talk about Wilt being like, that's what Shaq looked like to me. Shaq was the most unstoppable basketball player I've ever seen in my life, physically incomparable to anyone he played with. So I would take Shaq over Jokic simply because Shaq was dominant on both ends. That said, Jokic is like, it's pretty awesome.
So, is Jokic ahead of Hakeem yet?
I got Hakeem ahead of Shaq.
Really?
Yeah.
I go Kareem, Moses, Hakeem. I got Kareem one, Spike.
Well, that's fine. I mean, he's got the numbers for it. He just wasn't any fun to watch. Thank you for. Oh, Tasty Cake, give us your next question, someplace you always wanted to visit.
So, I have seen Niagara Falls, and I saw Mount Rushmore. I never saw the Grand Canyon, and I'd like to see that.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've been in the Grand Canyon.
I haven't been there. Another story. You ready for another travel story?
Sure. Same ex-girlfriend?
No. It was my Aunt Debbie. Shout out Aunt Debbie. So I was living freshman year, University of Southern California, and Debbie volunteers. I have my car out there. Debbie volunteers to fly out and drive back with me.
Okay.
From Los Angeles to Philadelphia. So the thought was we were going to split the driving, and we were going to stop at places like the Grand Canyon. We're on our way outside of Los Angeles, and I say to her, I forget what the freeway is, but I say, hey, can you let me know when you see the sign for the 10? And she was like, oh, I can't read the signs. And I was like, what do you mean you can't read the signs? She was like, I can't read the signs. And I was like, well, how are you supposed to be driving? And she said, oh, I can see big stuff like cars.
Nice. And 18-wheelers?
So at that moment, I realized I was driving the entire way back.
Yeah.
We didn't stop anywhere. We drove from L.A. to Philadelphia in 3 days, drove 14 hours a day just so I could get home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of like when George was starting spotting the...
Yes, spot. Yeah, those were mailboxes. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
No, the Grand Canyon, while cool, my issue with it was, like, you know, I don't know how long you're supposed to just look at rocks. Like... I get it. I get the Grand Canyon thing.
Well, you can take, like, a trip down.
Can't
you, like, walk down it?
Yeah, we didn't want to do that.
Okay.
We kept that on the – we were on the top.
215-592-9494. Ken from Cinnaminson. You're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay. You were sounding like you could. So,
No. Yeah, all good. I wasn't ogotting you. I'm sorry.
Since George Costanza has already been brought up, Spike, it is George Costanza who said that those trips are relationship killers, right?
It's the truth.
And I don't know if you have heard this or not, but it's the truth, Spike. About, I guess, maybe 10 years ago, a 3-year-old kid was taken by an alligator in one of those man-made lakes. On the Disney property there.
I got that story sent to me a couple times during the break.
Oh, well, I guess Val had a right to be scared then.
So, yeah, it's not as irrational as you're making it out.
How long has Disney World been there? 75 years? One alligator in 75 years sounds like pretty good odds.
Unless you're that 3-year-old.
Spike, what do you got to say about that?
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free audio Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Then you're chum. So
yeah.
So listen, the cause for concern, again, it's the question and the way the question is posed that causes me angst, because the cause for concern is not about this week. The cause for concern has been staring us right in the face for a long time.
Here it
and
comes.
You tell me if this is worthy of concern. They are the worst defensive team in baseball as measured by defensive run saved. They are last. They are -33 in defensive run saved. And, oh, by the way, I love when Chris Middletown says demonstrably false things, which he does a lot. So Bryce Harper playing phenomenal first base. Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins both have the exact same DRS ranking this year, -2. So they are both rated as -2 defensive run saved. So if that's phenomenal, then I guess Rhys Hoskins is playing.
Well, you would say, though, that baseball defensive metrics are pretty messy, and the eye test would allow you to believe that Bryce Harper is a better defensive first. Now, I'm not watching Rhys Hoskins every game, but right. I think it's probably fair to say that Bryce is a better first baseman.
I would agree with that. But we talk about the guy like it's, you might as well just throw a first base mitt on the bag.
I agree. We call him a gold glover a lot for a guy who's never won a gold glove.
He's been there a year and a half.
Well, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not a stretch to just say, you know, whether you really trust the metrics or not, that this team is among the worst defensive teams in baseball. The bullpen is terrible, and that's objectively true, that the bullpen is just terrible. And they are sub-500 against 500 teams, and they have been for a long time. So... You used the phrase earlier that this team is not as good as they think they are. This team is not as good as a lot of people think they are. And it's all of those kinds of things are staring us in the face and waving at us saying, hey, look at me. And we're ignoring it because, you know, when Kyle Schwarber...
But they have played good baseball this year, Ken. I mean, they have.
Look, we went from, and again, this is the roller coaster that we do, you know, which you have to do, because, I mean, you got to talk about something for 4 hours, right? But when they were struggling a few weeks ago, it was, you know, let's fire Rob Thompson, which I would always sign up for, by the way. and you know, let's fire Dave Dombrowski. Which,
well, hold on, you're all Sirianni'd up. He's the greatest thing of all time, but Thompson, he sucks.
Well, Nick Sirianni, I'm not going to get into apples and oranges comparison. You know, Nick Sirianni's most accomplished head coach in the history of the franchise. And
well, by winning percentage, Thompson's the best winning percentage in the history of the franchise.
Well, when he wins a ring, we'll talk about it. But the point is that a couple weeks ago, everybody was all panicking, and now they go out and they beat up on some double A teams for a week and a half, and everybody's got them as, you know, World Series favorites, and you know, we keep hearing about best record in baseball. The best record in baseball on June 1st or May 30th or whatever the date was when they still had the best record in baseball. You can't watch this team and say, okay, this legitimately is the best team in baseball. They're just not. And I don't know how you're going to be able to fix what is broken because they didn't do anything to address it. So this team is going to be bad defensively all year. Jack, you said it, and you're exactly right. They are at least two, if not three, arms short in the bullpen. I don't know how you address that. I mean, Taijuan Walker certainly isn't going to be the answer. And, you know, until they can beat good teams and until they can prove that they don't struggle hitting quality pitching, because they have struggled hitting quality pitching, and it's been a while now. And I would just remind you that it was this coming weekend last year when they went to London. So this weekend coming up is a year ago since they went to London last year. And they were a sub-500 team since they came home from London. So there's, what, 103 games left in the year right now? If they are sub-500 from here on out, which they were last year at this point, if they go 51 and 52, because there's 103 games left, that's 87 wins, and that doesn't get them into the postseason. So the cause for concern that I have is not based upon this weekend. The cause for concern that I have is a cause for concern that I had on opening day, that they haven't fixed the flaws with this team. And I think we're looking at four more months of this core of the baseball team before they have to admit this roster, the way it's constituted, cannot win a World Series. And they're going to.
Can I ask you something though? Ken, all fair points, right? Let's put the Dodgers aside. What team in the National League do you think is better?
I think the Mets are clearly better. I think the Cubs are better only because the Cubs, if you look at the Cubs run production, the Phillies can't match that. So, you know.
Well, what happened when the Phillies went out there, Ken?
It was May, right? So, I mean, it's a 162-game season.
I know.
And, you know, the sample size, the larger sample size, is this team, as it's constituted over the last two or three years, and against 500 or better teams, they are a sub-500 team, not just this year. They're a sub-500 team for a long time going back. And defensively, they're just it's just such a bad recipe to be the worst defensive team in baseball, have a terrible bullpen on top of it. Like, how many runs can you possibly hope to score, especially when you're running Brandon Marsh and Johan Rojas and Max Kepler and Edmundo Sosa, and you're running those guys out there every day of the week? It's just, to me, look, I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think I am, which is not new for me. But
right, yeah. You're a genius. Yeah. Yep.
Ken, what next question today? Give us somewhere you always wanted to visit.
Well, when I was in Europe in the 80s in the Army, and there was, you know, an Iron Curtain at the time, so I got to see a lot of Europe for free. But the one place I didn't get to see because there was an Iron Curtain that I really want to go visit, I want to go to Poland. I mean, half of my family is from there, and I just understand it's a beautiful country, and Warsaw is a beautiful city. So I'd like to get to Poland before it's all said and done.
There you go. First vote for Poland.
Might be the only vote for Poland.
Yeah, probably not going to be a huge on the list of places.
See, I do want to go to Scandinavia, though. Like, I'm Swedish.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah.
Well, in Epcot Center, you actually visit every part of the world.
That's amazing.
So I was in Norway or whatever.
You really are a Disney adult.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I just... Ken laid it on pretty thick there.
Yeah.
He laid it on pretty thick.
He said he had a lot of points, a lot of good points.
Well, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Before they went to London last year, they swept the Brewers. So now they got swept by the Brewers.
There you go.
Changing it all around.
Changing around the mojo.
I just don't buy the – I was continuing to push back against they beat up on bad teams. Like, I just don't think that's true. I think for a week there they did. They played the Pirates and the Rockies, and, yeah, they took care of business. That's how they got the best record in baseball, right? But unless we want to just pretend that no one's afraid of the Braves, no one's afraid of the Diamondbacks, the Rays stink, even though I think they're 500 now. Like, they have played good teams and beat them too. They went to Chicago and to Cleveland and won both of those series. Like, I just.
And by the way, if we were cheering for the Mets and we looked at the Mets lineup every day, we would not think the Mets were that good a team.
Well, also the Mets just swept the Rockies of the weekend.
Right.
But now everyone's like, oh, the Mets. I just. Again, before this Brewer series, and I think if we all agree that they've played better baseball post-Mets series, they were 8-5 against teams that are over 500.
But now they're 8-8.
They had a bad weekend. But they've also, during that time, took 2 or 3 from the D-backs, took 2 or 3 from the Braves, and swept the Rays. They beat the Cubs 2 or 3, and they beat the Guardians 2 or 3. I know the Pirates and Rockies things helped propel them to the quote-unquote best record in baseball. Do I think they're the best team in baseball? No, I don't think they're the best team in baseball. But I think that they're just like all these other teams. It's just we don't watch the other teams. So it makes it more frustrating when they go out and have a weekend like that. But it's just the excitement that people have when they play bad. It's the excitement that they can say, there they are. There's the fraudulent Phillies. It makes people so happy. It's always the football fans. It's always the Eagles fans.
Well, but you do the same thing. You would do the same thing with Jalen. I'm sorry. I got to call you on it.
What?
You do the same thing.
What?
If Jalen has a bad half.
Never.
You are elated.
Never.
Oh, you're not talking to somebody who doesn't talk to you during the games, buddy.
Well, you kept jinxing it last year.
I didn't keep jinxing.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You text in the first half being like, all excited.
No,
I'd say no.
You're trying to turn me into you.
Don't count.
I'm not you.
Don't count the chickens for the eggs.
I'm not you. Don't make me you. 215-592-9494. Phils get swept by the Brewers. Is there real cause for concern? We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks.
Ike Reese, apparently here.
Is he?
Haven't seen him.
We haven't seen him. 2 hours. Well, actually, I've been here since 12:30, so I've been here 3.5 hours. I've not seen Ike.
We're not even sure if he's actually here. No. If we're going to be a good Jack's all, the other producer named Jack, is all, he's here.
Well, prove it.
Yeah, prove it. Just like Will.
Yep. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next.
Sure.
All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.